We're back to Neil Haley Show. My guest today is Nick Pope. He's a UFO investigator, co-host of the History Channel's Ancient Aliens. Nick, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Let's kind of just jump into this specifically, Nick. You know, when you think about the whole situation of how you started as a UFO investigator, how did that start for you, man?
Well, I was a civilian employee of the British Ministry of Defense, which is the equivalent of the DOD here in the U.S., and I was posted to a division where my job was basically to look at UFO sightings to assess the defense, national security, and safety of flight implications.
Oh, wow. And then you kind of discovered something from that, didn't you?
Well, let's just say I came away thinking this is not just all, you know, misidentifications, hoaxes, weather balloons, swamp gas, all of that. You know, there are things in our airspace, structured craft with speeds, maneuvers, and accelerations that seem to run rings around our fast jets. And we've seen some of that declassified recently, of course, from the U.S. government. So, after that job, I couldn't walk away from this subject.
You definitely can walk away from it and the process. And then from there, you went further and further to becoming very well known in the UF world as a ufologist. How did that process begin? Did you say, you know, once you started getting this investigating and starting to think about these things, you said, you know what? I'm going to really go full force with this.
Well, it kind of happened by accident. The British government a few years ago declassified and released most of its UFO files, and there were like about 60,000 documents, and I'd written quite a few of them certainly in recent years, so my name was out there. And you know, when a story breaks on the news or when a TV producer is doing a documentary, they kind of said, hey, this guy's done this not as an interest but as a government job. We should get hold of him. So people started reaching out to me and asking me to come on these shows to give a bit of insider perspective.
And you did. So when did you get the break of going on Ancient Aliens? How did that happen? Kind of tell us the story.
Well, Ancient Aliens has been going since 2009. It started with a sort of one-off special. And but then I moved to the U.S., in 2012, and pretty soon after that, the producers said, hey, this Brit guy who's done this for the government is over here. And Ancient Aliens started, as well as looking at the ancient things like the pyramids and Stonehenge, started to cover some of this modern material as well. And so I started getting asked to come on the show more and more, and I'm now one of the leading contributors on it. And then when they started the live show touring all around the United States, they asked me to moderate it. And so I said, yeah.
That's got to be really cool, right? Did you think Ancient Aliens, when you first was, before you were asked and you started watching it, did you think it was going to be as popular as it is today? It's unbelievable, right?
It is. No, I don't think anyone could have predicted. It really has got that X factor. I mean, any show that has all its own memes and has been going for, I think it's like 245 episodes now, still going strong. It has a such a loyal following, and people love it.
People absolutely love it. And I mean, to a point where they'll want to watch each and every episode. And George has gotten kind of become a godlike person in the UFO world. Isn't that true?
Well, yeah. I mean, people recognize him all around the world, and people say, oh, Giorgio Tsoukalos, the guy with the hair, and all those memes that we see on the internet. I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens. And he's a great sport about that, by the way. I mean, he's a fountain of knowledge, real encyclopedic stuff, but he can take a joke, and you know, and of course in the live show the rest of us always can never quite resist a few jokes at each other's expense.
No, you definitely can't. And you built that relationship more and more. And the honor, as you talked about being part of this live show, to really meet fans now, right? I know you're always at conferences, especially after COVID, and have gotten the opportunity to go on different things. A good friend of mine, Dr. Susan Shumsky, does a UFO cruise a couple of years ago. I don't know if you know who she was, but she had some pretty interesting people in the ufologist world. So I'm familiar with it. Very, very much. And it's got to be great finally for this type of thing that you're going to have fans that maybe aren't really into the UFO game, right? They're not as like, you know, you have your diehards, but at these events, you might have a different group of people that are just watching the show and never thought they can reach out and touch these people and have these conversations.
Yeah, we get a real mix, actually. We get for sure the super fans who probably know the episodes better than we do, you know, like they always say with the Star Trek fans. But we get a lot of people who are just like, hey, you know, Ancient Aliens is coming to my city. I've heard of this show. Let's check it out. So we always get this mixture of the diehard fans and enthusiasts with deep specialist knowledge and people who just are completely new to it and say, I'm going to give it a go.
You're going to give it a go and you never know what's going to happen next, right? That's it and all that. And what is it you think it's taken for your brand now based on being a contributor so much on Ancient Aliens now? How's that grown your brand?
Well, I get kind of recognized, you know, I now live in New York City, so I get like literally stopped in the street, but we have a home in Tucson. And one time I was at the commissary at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base and someone stopped me and said, hey, you're that guy, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah, I'm that guy. So I guess I'm that guy. That's my brand.
All right. Ancient Aliens Live is going to be in many different cities and people could check out specifically on the website. I went over to the History Channel, went over to Ancient Aliens and then went and clicked on things and saw one of the live events and people could see the cities that they're going to be coming to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got, I think, 21 cities up there at the moment. We've done 40 or so shows already, but ancientalienslivetour.com, 21 shows. We start, I think the spring tour starts on March 28th, and that runs through till early June. And yeah, we're all over the U.S. from coast to coast.
And I just saw you're going to be in Munhall, Pennsylvania. I'm in Pittsburgh, but I'm nationally syndicated, internationally syndicated. We're even on in Australia, by the way. I have my radio show on in Australia, but I just saw you guys are going to be in Munhall, Pennsylvania. I don't see the date, but it's coming up at one point in March or some
May,
point in time.
yeah, May 18th, Munhall, Pennsylvania, the Carnegie Homestead Music Hall.
And go and oh my gosh, I guess what I'm going to have to do is reach out to you guys, and I definitely want to see it. So I didn't know you're coming to Pittsburgh,
Oh,
and I guess
sure.
by Munhall. So look forward to I'll reach out to your team, and hopefully we'll get to meet in person.
That would be great. Yeah, please do that.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for that. All right, you're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.